Small crowd this evening. That's okay. Helps me. First of all, I'd like to thank the elders and Mitch for allowing me the opportunity to come this evening and having the confidence that I'd be able to present a lesson from God's Word. Over the past few weeks, knowing that this day was coming, I've been conflicted over a few different lesson topics. One or two in particular were tough, and I finally was drawn to one that kept hitting me in just the right place. The idea of how people conceptualize, how they come to understand being saved. Looking at what the mental construct or the idea that they have in mind when they consider the concept of the grace of God, the gift of salvation, and how they qualify, how they get that gift of salvation. And, oh, by the way, it just happens to work in real nice with this past weekend. We've had this thing called Black Friday and people shopping and things like this. You'll find out why here in just a second. When we talk about grace, I'm just going to have Phil read, and I'm sorry I jumped up here before you had a chance to read it, but in John 3:16, we see that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That, why? For us, that we would have the opportunity to be saved. And then there are others, there are other passages, for instance, Ephesians 2 and 8 or Romans 3:24. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And then Romans 3:24, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Now, some people read those and interpret the message there, those passages. They just kind of pick them out, completely out of context, and pull them out, and they say, look, I don't have to do anything. It's a gift. God gave this to me. He's blessing me with this. I just have to... I qualify for that. See, I'm here and I understand and there is a God and I believe there's a God and he's great and wonderful and see, he gives me this gift and I can be saved. However, if one actually reads the Bible, which is coming to be very uncommon nowadays, but if you actually read even a small portion of the New Testament, it reveals numerous examples demonstrating that there are requirements and there are conditions to receiving that gift. In Acts 2:38, it says, repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So there's at least one condition. And in Romans 10 and verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. So the question becomes, if you don't confess, if you don't believe, or if you don't repent, okay. This harks back to another lesson that I gave about conditions. Conditional. If and. However, in all of this, mankind is notorious for missing the point. That is, even when plainly spoken, that they kind of just let it pass by. They don't really understand it. They don't get it. So they need an analogy, something modern, something today to help them get the picture, connect the dots, whatever you want to use as a phrase to actually receive that information and to understand what's required. They need something a little closer to the way they think of things today in order to really grasp this concept of God's gift of salvation and that they really do need to do something to get it. I've titled this lesson Coupons, and here in a little bit you'll see why. But as many of you have, I've spent a lot of time in the classroom. And along the way, I had one class that covered, or that looked at the concept of teaching itself. That is, how people learn, how you actually retain information. One of the key points in the class was that people learn more quickly and hold on to knowledge better if they have some previous foundation, they have some structure, they have something that they can connect this new knowledge to, that they can hang things on. It's like you build a house, you have a foundation, and you start building on that. That's why some kids wonder, how come they have to go through all these grades in school? It's because they're building this foundation along the way. And then you get to the point where there's the, oh, that's why they did that. But that comes later in life, and usually. But along the way, you have to build this foundation. You have to have something familiar, some personal analog that you can associate with and make sense of a new concept. So you can also use that same technique to help someone see an old concept in a new light or from a different perspective. The idea is you have to have something to start with. And so in trying to connect with people about this gift from God, I've talked before and it seemed it just wasn't quite getting through. So I found this a really simple concept, and it seems to resonate with today's society, especially since we all go buy things. We all go shopping. And again, this past Black Friday, you all wanted to show up at 4 o'clock in the morning at Walmart. How many showed up? Not me, sorry about that. I was still sleeping. Didn't show up at 4 o'clock. Okay, so I didn't get the good deal. It's all right, don't care. My sleep is worth more than a few pennies on a video game. But in this whole line, you have the lowly coupon. Little coupon. You find it every week, every newspaper. You get it on the internet. You get it in the mail. You get the on a flyer stuck under your window. It's very well known. It's very identifiable. It's recognized. It's a method to both advertise and for a customer to get a product, usually at a discount from its retail price and sometimes even free. You get these things. It's a coupon. You get the one that says $10 off or free this if. So here's your coupon. So what's the deal? Well, it's a very nice little analog because there's at least five things, and it's either plainly stated or it's implied, that are required for this coupon to be valid. First of all, you have to have an owner, the seller, the person who is authorized to give a discount, the manufacturer, whoever, or the store, whatever. I mean, I can't write a coupon for Albertsons. I just can't write it out and hand it out because I don't have that right. It's not my store. It's not my stuff. So I can't do that. But Albertsons can. Okay. Second, there's a product. There's something of value. Something that you or I want, some good or service, small or large, from a can of vegetables to a new car, right? Service, an oil change, tanning salon, something like this. You see them on TV because that advertisement, that coupon, it may not be written, but it's on the TV, says, you come down, you can get this discount. Okay. Thirdly, there is a retail price. There is the full price, manufacturer's suggested retail price, and if you pay that, you're crazy. But that's the price, the retail. That's what it really costs, what it should ordinarily cost without any discounts. Okay. One aspect of that retail price also comes to mind is whether or not you would pay it, would even consider the purchase, be able to afford it at the full price. Some things you look at and go, yeah, right. Thanks, appreciate that. Nice thing on TV, but I can never afford that. And then they hit you with that little discount. Right? That's the next thing, is the discount. How much the seller is willing to take off of the retail price to sell the product? Or another way to think about it is what you pay. When you walk up with the coupon, what do you pay? The jewelry, a house, the car, what you pay, is that the sticker price? Is that the retail price? Hopefully you don't, because that price is usually very high. The retail price is extremely higher, usually higher. So what you pay. Last but not least, remember there's five things here. There's the owner, the product itself, the retail price, the discount, and then there's the conditions. Okay, conditions. What's necessary to qualify for that discount? What do you have to do? For instance, you have to go to the store, you know, must show up or redeemed in person or something like that, or a minimum purchase, you know, $10 off after you spend $100. There's some condition there. One day only, only on Friday could you get this, you know, $500 thing for $100. And only from the hours of 4 in the morning till 6 in the morning, and you get the idea. There's conditions. Or cannot be combined with other offers, or does not apply to these things. The conditions can be anything. Anything that the owner of that owner, seller wants to impose. Here's the deal. It's not up to you. It's not up to you. If you want that thing and you got a coupon for it, you read the conditions, you want that item, you got to follow their rules. Not yours, their rules. Okay, so to make it really crystal clear, this is something that I go to. A little example. This is, I'm going to give you a coupon. I'm going to give you a coupon for a free car. Here it is, free car, right there. And you notice I don't have it up on PowerPoint. I was going to have a little floppy, but props. Free car. Okay. So, the owner. Who owns this car? Well, something like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Y'all know that marvelous movie where the kid finds his gold ticket. Wow. I got it. All right, so you got the ticket. So a Mercedes dealership, he sends out all of these coupons, and there's one gold ticket, and you got it. Wow. Okay. You got it. Only one's a winner. It's right there, gold ticket. I got it right there. And you have it in your hands. Do you have the car? In your driveway? Can you smell the leather? Nope. Why not? Because all you got is a coupon. Okay. What is it? Well, it says on there that you're going to get a 2009 Mercedes SL, got 21 miles on the odometer. It's got black with gray interior. Wow. I know what it is. Cool. Do I have it? Is it in the driveway? Oop. Hey, all right. How much is it? Retail price. Sticker on the window. $109,465.27. Well, boy, I'm glad it's free. Do I have the car? Nope, don't have the car. Discount. With coupon. Free. Tax and license paid by the dealer. Wow, cool. I got a car. Okay, now we have the conditions. Must have the original winning coupon. Okay, got that. It's got to be filled out in red ink. Huh? What? Yeah, you got to fill out your name and address. Okay, but you got to fill it out in red ink. Okay, so what happens if I fill it out in black ink? I don't get the car. Why? The dealership said red ink. I said red ink. Okay. All right. You got to be over 55. Oh, man. Cool. Well, I qualify. Some others don't, but that's okay. I'm over 55. Can I prove it? Yeah, I got to prove it. Okay, got to prove it. I prove it. Do I have the car yet? No. Well, I'm drooling, though. It's a great car. It's a great car. Okay. Have to be married only once, and your wife has to come. Oh. Okay. That means maybe I have to pay for a ticket from Missouri. Some others don't, but if my wife's got to be there, and I can only be married one time. Okay. So anybody who's been divorced? Sorry, you're done. I have to show a valid California driver's license. Okay. Well, I don't qualify. Most of you do. But I don't qualify. I haven't had a driver's license. Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. My wife has one.
Put her name on it.
All right. Must show proof of insurance with $1 million in liability, $500,000 medical, $100 deductible, $125,000 comprehensive. Okay, so I go get my insurance policy. Okay, well, that means I got to call my insurance agent because I don't have quite those limits. Okay. Huh? One last thing. Must be able to say thank you in German when greeted by the dealership owner. Not to say that. And you must redeem the coupon at the dealership front door between 8 o'clock and 8:15 on any business day in a gray suit, white shirt, black bow tie. Sounds kind of weird. Doesn't matter. Do you want the car? Okay. You got the coupon. Is it the winning coupon? Yes, it is. Okay. So I got it. Holding the coupon. You won. And again, you don't have the car. It's not in your driveway. You got the coupon. Do you have a red pen? Okay. Did you fill it out? Yes. All right. One more step. Do you have the car? Is it there? Is it in your driveway? No. You're not done. Are you over 55? Okay. Yeah. You married? Only once. Will your wife come with you? I don't think that would be a hard thing to convince my wife to come with me to go pick up a brand new Mercedes. That wouldn't be a real problem, I don't think. But you have to convince her. Okay. But now that you've convinced her and she's ready to go, do you have the car? Nope. Not yet. Don't have it. Okay. Do you have a California driver's license? Yes. Okay, good. Yeah, you've won the car. All right, good. Good. Is it in your driveway? No. Can you smell it? No. Can't do that yet. Not yet. Do you have enough insurance? Do you have proof? Okay, I've done that. Yes, I do. Good, good, good. Do I have the car? Nope. Don't have it. Not yet. Can you say thank you in German? Can you learn? Yeah. All right. Do you have the car? Not yet. It's not in the driveway. I haven't got it. I meet all these. All right. Do I have a gray suit, white shirt, black bow tie? Yes, I got that. Okay, good. So I can go. All right. Will you be at the dealership between 8 o'clock and 8:15 tomorrow morning? Lord willing, yes. You've won. Do you have the car? No. Now let's say it's 8:15 tomorrow morning. You still have to give up the coupon. You got it in hand. You got all the stuff. You said thank you. And the guy holds out his hand and you don't give him the coupon? You don't got a car. You got to meet all the conditions. All of them. Piece of cake. Everybody knows that. When you walk into the store and you got a coupon for $10 off, but it says you got to buy $100 worth of groceries, if you buy $85, are they going to give you that $10 off? No, they're not. Got to meet the conditions. So in our physical, everyday world, it's easy to see. It's easy to understand. You don't meet the conditions, you don't get the prize. Copy of the coupon, no car. Black ink instead of red, no car. 54. No car. Not married, divorce, no car. Nevada driver's license, no car. No insurance, wrong amounts, no car. Can't or won't say thank you in German, no car. No suit, shirt, tie, no car. Show up early, show up late, no car. Don't give up the coupon, no car. Easy. You have to do it all. You have to do it all. Okay. So what about God's gift? There's your coupon. Right there. There's the gift. Okay. Who's the owner? God. Only God can grant that gift. No man, no angel, only God through the Holy Spirit. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. In Christ Jesus our Lord. God gives you that gift. What is He giving you? What is the thing that you want? What is that product? What is that desired thing? That is salvation. Having all of your sins forgiven. being part of God's family, having a home in heaven. In Acts 4, starting with verse 10, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name, this man stands here before you in good health. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no other. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. No one else. Only God. And only He can give the product, the salvation that you desire. So, what's the price? What was the retail price for saving mankind? Any of us got it? Because it took a perfect sacrifice. Not me. Not anybody I know, not anybody on this earth today. Only one. Mankind could not afford the price and did not have the ability to pay the price, and so was doomed, was lost. But God loved us. And Jesus paid the full price to give us the hope of salvation, if we meet the conditions. And again, John 3, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whosoever believes in Him will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And Acts 20 and 28, be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. The retail price has been paid. But if you want to take advantage of the offer, what is the price that you pay? The price you pay is your life. In service to God every day. But we don't have to physically die. Oh, but it was a gift, right? Then we come to the conditions. What does God ask us to do? What are the conditions for us to redeem this coupon, to get this thing called salvation? Then we get to, you need to hear. You need to listen, to understand. And in Romans 10:17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, word of Christ. You have to listen. And in listening, you believe. In Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. So you have to believe. And once you hear the word and you believe it and you understand your condition, you have to repent. Peter said to them, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But then you need to tell someone. Up until this point, this is you hearing and believing and thinking and trying to turn your life around and changing. But now you need to tell someone, to let people know that you do understand, that you can confess with your mouth that Jesus is Christ, Jesus is Lord. And in Romans 10, believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Okay, then we've got one other thing that you have to do. Because it says in Mark 16, he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved. But he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. And in Acts 2:38, Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. So you have to be baptized. says so, really plain. Conditions on the coupon are really plain. And then be faithful unto death. And in Revelations, Christ says, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. So here you've got the coupon. Here it is. Just like you'd go into Walmart with a little piece of coupon. That one's really small. You read the fine print. How much do you get off? What are you trying to buy? Well, there's a little bit more print here, but the idea is still the same. That you can't get the thing you want without satisfying the conditions that are laid out. This coupon says you have to hear and believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, and then live the way that God wants you to live, that Christ wants you to live. So, as an invitation, I can only present you the one best discount coupon that's ever been offered in the world. None of us has that retail price of salvation. And there's only one way to qualify to get the product. By taking advantage of the offer that was presented by Christ and his apostles, and by coming forward now as we stand and sing.